The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing on this edition and another good day of racing coming up on the Knavesmire. It's day two of the Dante meeting at York. There's also Salisbury and Perth in the afternoon, Fontwell, Newmarket and Tipperary in the evening. And Stuart Beasley, Chris Pimlott and James Millman will be your team in the studio. They'll be live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm. But right now, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Stephen Paul to look ahead to day two of the Dante meeting. How are you, Stephen?
Very good, thank you, Mark. Top form. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Always enjoy this time of year. And a few more classic clues in the offing. And we're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing in a moment. The Dante Stakes is the feature race of the meeting, the feature race of the day as well. And before we get to that, obviously with it being a derby trial, the betting may well change on Thursday afternoon. So we'll talk about the derby as it stands at the moment. Australia shortening all the time, 5-4 market leader ahead of this week's action. True Story 11-2, 12-1 for Western Hymn, Fascinating Rock and Kingston Hill both 14-1, 16s for Geoffrey Chaucer, Orchestra is 16-1 and 20-1 for Bunker, Caracon T and Snow Sky, and then 25-1 or bigger prices the rest. Firstly, do you think Australia deserves to be 5-4?
No.
Okay, well, secondly, what do you think will win the derby then?
Well, it's an interesting, really, affair. I do think Australia should be favourite, and his form's very good, and I can see why he's going to be a much better horse over a mile and a half, based on his pedigree, of course, of being by a Derby winner out of an Oaks winner. He's getting all the hype, isn't he, from Ballydoyle, which I stopped buying into a couple of years ago, because he's sort of now wheeled out with such frequency that it doesn't really have much effect anymore, personally, I don't think. From my sort of cynical point of view, anyway. You know, I'm much more of a let the horse do the talking sort of person. You know, and if he wins the Derby with the pedigree that he's got, the rest of his life he's sorted, basically, isn't it, really, for him? So doesn't need to be hyped up, in my view. I think he should be favourite. True Story is really the last horse that's going to make any difference to the market, I think, at this point, if he wins the Dante and wins it well, although I don't think he could be any more impressive than he was when he won the field. And obviously, a little bit of concern about the ground. Kieran Fallon said in an interview I saw after the Guineas, when he was asked about True Story, that he wouldn't want soft ground. And the thoughts are that it's going to dry out at York, but not a great deal. It won't be any better than probably good to soft. Mm. Good to soft in places, the best you're looking at. And you'd have to hope that he can probably get away with that. And we'll come on to the Dante a bit more. Of the others, Western Hymn hasn't done a lot wrong, but I just haven't really sort of fell for him at all. He's likeable enough, but he's just a bit bleh. You know, I know that's not a very good way of saying it, but he doesn't excite me at all. Right. You know, he doesn't. I look at Australia and look at Tristram and think, wow, these could be really good horses. And I think West Ham will be a good horse, but he just doesn't excite me. Fascinating Rock obviously won the race at Leopardstown after an inquiry at the weekend, so that sort of muddies the waters for him. I actually think Kingston Hill is 14-1 is quite a good price, actually. If I was going to have a bet now, I'd probably back him each way at 14s. Racing Post Trophy winner. Didn't actually run too badly when you watch the Guineas back, considering how the race panned out, and he was outpaced a fair way from home because they were racing a long way from home. And obviously Racing Post Trophy winners, I know this is sort of a bit of an errant stat, but they do well in the Derby, and there's a lot of them. So I think he at 14-20 is a fair price. Of the O'Brien horses that aren't Australia, Orchestra, I was quite impressed with at Chester last week. I thought he travelled really well for just his third start, and then just sort of was a bit inexperienced. Ramor didn't want to be very hard on him and didn't expect, I don't think, Romsdale to get as close as he did in the end. Mm-hmm. But then after that, he sort of just sort of paddling a little bit. I mean, Caraconti, I'm not convinced he'd stay, although connections think that he will stay further. Whether he'd stay a mile and a half, I'm not sure. Snow Sky won the Derby trial at Lingfield, which on paper beforehand looked a good race, but it turned out not to be as satisfactory as I thought it might be. But he does remind me a bit of Workforce. Snow Sky, and obviously Sir Michael's got a great record that you can't argue with as well. And then you're getting into like sort of Toast of New York, Anas Mirabilis 33-1. He hasn't even run yet.
Yeah.
So Berkshire's 33-1 as well. That's a big price with Be Ready. They've both are nice enough horses, but at the moment aren't good enough to win the Derby. So I think, you know, it might end up, if half of these don't turn up, you could end up cutting up and being a little bit of a, you know, get the first two and then the rest, basically, if True Story wins the Dante. But as things stand, if you wanted to bet now, I think I'd back Kingston Hill each way at 14s.
Okay.
So I think he'll stay. He's obviously got good form, and I thought he ran well in the Guineas.
Okay, fair enough. That's the Derby picture as it stands before the Dante. We also have a special market on site to win the Dante and the Derby. We'll obviously bring that up later on. It's pointless talking about before we've heard your thoughts in the Dante. So what we'll do now is we'll move on to Thursday's racing, day two of the Dante meeting at York, and we'll get Stephen's thoughts in just a moment.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to day two at York. The first race that Stephen has picked out is the 2:15, and this is the Middleton Stakes, which is a fillies group two over a mile and a quarter. And we do have betting on site for all of these races as well, so you can have a bet right now. And Thistlebird heads the betting at 11-4, Secret Gesture 7-2, Gifted Girl 9-2, 5-1 for Ambivalent, 6-1 for Mango Diva, it's 12s for the Lark and Odalis, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the other two runners. Thistlebird heads the betting, Stephen. Yeah,
somewhat surprisingly, actually, I thought as well.
Yeah, she had very good form a while ago now, isn't it? I suppose going back a bit, but struggling to get her head back in front since. Is today the day?
Well, yeah, she did have good form a while back, as you say. But
she set the track record at Ascot, didn't she?
I think yes, she did when she won there. Yeah, when it was firm ground as well when she beat Villeneuve. Back in July of 2012 in the Valiant Stakes, I think it was. But yeah, multiple listed winner, Group 3 winner as well last year at Epsom when she beat Gifted Girl, who's also in this lineup in the Princess Elizabeth Stakes, and ended last year with a narrow defeat at the hands of Del Cala in the Prix de l'Opera, having stayed on strongly. Was also second, just touched off behind Win Silly as well in the Nassau, which is solid form. It's good form. Warrants are being towards the four of the betting. But at the age of six, I'm just not sure if she's getting any better now. And although her two best runs last year were over this trip, I'm inclined to maybe look at one or two others who may be slightly less exposed. I didn't think she'd be favourite, personally.
Okay. So a surprise in the betting. Well, if you didn't think she'd be favourite, you're probably going to get a better price on something that you do like.
Indeed you are, Mark. Yes. And the one I do like, I'll come to shortly. Second in with us at the moment at 7-2, Secret Gesture. Obviously, handles soft ground, which is very key. She won a maiden on heavy. She won on good to soft last year in the Lingfield Oaks trial when she won by 10 lengths, very impressively. Obviously, second in the English Oaks, second in the German Oaks, and second in the Yorkshire Oaks as well, when she was behind the Fougue on that occasion. She was last, but only beaten 6 lengths at Longchamp. I think she was a little bit over the top. She'd been off since York, and you know, came at the end of a period where she had some sort of quick runs. And I'd be inclined to give her another chance, Secret Gesture. I think she'll run a good race, although she's not the choice. Gifted Girl was third, running on at the end at Newmarket behind Iso Terik in the Dahlia Stakes just 11 days ago. She was behind Thistlebird on two occasions last year, and she's shown nothing since that form to suggest that she'll finish in front of her. And then we get to the one I like, which is number 2, Ambivalent, who's trained by Roger Vary in the mount of Andrea Nazzini. Form last year was pretty decent, I thought. When she was second to Del Cala in this race here at York, she was third in a Group 3 at Haydock before she then and won the Pretty Polly Group 1 at the Curragh. And then she was third at the start of this year in her first run in Dubai, which was an amazing run, really. She was 50-1 out in Dubai, only two lengths behind Gentle Donna. And I'm amazed because if you watch the race sort of about 5 minutes before the off, she was very worked up, very on edge, very restless. And it was very much one of those watching it at the time that I thought, well, the race is gone now. She isn't going to, you know, perform at all. But she ran really well to finish third. And I think the combination of a bit of cutting the ground over 10 furlongs will suit her really well. Okay. That run behind Gentle Donner is by far and away the one best piece of form on offer. Obviously, it's a fair ask for her to repeat that again here. But she ran well in this race last year, so she's got no problems with York. She's a Group 1 winner in the field as well, for which she's not penalised. And I think she'll go very close indeed.
Okay.
Of the others, Mango Diva, she improved at the end of last year as well. She won a listed race at Salisbury in a Group 3, which was a bit of an average Group 3, I thought, at Goran. But Michael Stout, good at improving horses, but they've been coming on for their first run. And the Lark needs further, and the rest aren't good enough.
Okay, fair enough. Ambivalent then, the selection in the Middleton Stakes. The second race we're going to look at is the feature race. It's the Dante Stakes, which is a Group 2 over a mile and a quarter, a trial for the Derby, of course. And the betting is headed by True Story, who's 8-11, Bunker is 3-1, 9-1 for A-Rod and the Great Gatsby, Odeon 14-1, and Saab Almanal is 33-1. We also have that betting to win the Dante and the Derby, of course. And True Story, 7-1. To win both races. Bunker 40-1 and A-Rod 100-1, if anybody's interested in that.
Well, really, it's all about True Story, isn't it?
Yeah.
If he runs anywhere near the form he showed at Newmarket, he's going to be really hard to beat. Obviously well fancied for the Derby. They've got Kieran to ride him as well. His form from last year was very good when he won a maiden at Newmarket, and he was second behind Outstrip, multiple group winner,
yep.
Group 1 winner since then, and Sudden Wonder was fourth. Very good race, very good form, and really he's very much the one to beat. Obviously the opposition, headed by Bunker, whose defeat of Cataconte now looks like really good form, yeah, at Deauville in August, over 7 furlongs, and really on his pedigree being by Hurricane Run, I'm amazed he had the speed for 7 furlongs that sort of early in the season. Should like the step up and trip, and very much of interest, but the Hannon Yard generally have a poor strike rate in group races above a mile. And I'd rather wait and watch him to see how he's progressed during the winter, etc., where we know already with True Story. A-Rod, very impressive at Windsor. Fair step up, but they're going to try him and see. The Great Gatsby has been exposed as a decent animal, but as a Group 3 listed horse at best.
Yep.
Odeon won by 9 lengths at Redcar, and it's some step up from Redcar to here. And Saab Almanal, not good enough on the form it's shown so far. So, really, I know it's not original, but I like True Story an awful lot, and I think he'll win.
Okay, True Story. The only question mark, really, is the ground, isn't it? The form's pretty solid, rock solid.
Yeah, so. Very, very solid. Hopefully it's going to dry out with the warm weather. And by race time, if we're looking at good to soft, maybe good in places, then we'll be perfect.
Okay, the final race we're going to look at is the 3:15. This is the Hambleton, which is a listed handicap over a mile. Betting on site for this one as well, and quite open. 11-2 core favourites of 3. Mm. Spars Dancer, Fury and Fort Bastion, the 3 disputing favouritism at the moment. Navajo Chief and Ingleby Angel, both 6s. 8s for Queensbury Rules. 11-1 or double figure prices for the other runners. Competitive, Stephen. What do you like here?
Very competitive. Well, I'll tell you what I don't like, Mark. Spars Dancer. I wouldn't back him with your money at all. Ran very well when he ran on in the closing stages of the Spring Cup at Newbury. Was 9th in the Lincoln form that worked out all right. Decent 3rd in a good race over at Lingfield earlier on this season. But he's only won like one race in about 3 years.
Yeah.
And I just, another competitive affair. I just don't think he's never won off a mark this high. I just don't really like him, to be honest, at all. So I'm quite happy to swerve him.
Okay.
He's not a horse I trust. He's not a horse who's reliable. So we'll move on.
Yeah.
And I don't think although he's a good second at Newbury, I'm not sure he's getting any better either at the age of 7. Fury, on the other hand, I don't think he's getting any better, but he's come down the weights quite a lot. And when you look at his form, he was only beaten 4 lengths at Ascot, 5 lengths at Newmarket when he was 7th and 8th. He wasn't beaten far in those races. He won this race 2 years ago off a £9 higher mark. Ryan Moore in the saddle as well. So all very positive for him. He's a positive for me.
Yep.
Fort Bastion won the Thirst Cunt Cup last time out. He's still quite well in on the best of his handicap form from last year, now with Ruth Carr. And again, I'd expect him to run well, but he's again another unreliable sort, and I wouldn't expect him to repeat his Thirsk effort. Navajo Chief, great record at York.
Yep.
Kieran Fallon rides, won this race last year off a higher mark. Alan Jarvis, who of course we now know won't be training for much longer, but he's actually on the hot list at the moment in the Racing Post, going really well. So I think he'll go well. Ingleby Angel was close second in the Thirsk Hunt Cup, whilst Queensbury Rules touted as though he was like going to be the second coming last year. Good 3rd in the Britannia Stakes at Royal Ascot. Then he was disappointing at Ascot. Sixth here, only beaten two lengths off this mark at the Ebor meeting before being well beaten in the Cambridgeshire. I'm holding some hope on the fact that he ran well. His only run at the end of last year that he ran well in was here at York, a game for William Haggas. And then after those, nothing's really grabbing me of the others, to be honest. I'm going to take, if I can, I know it's competitive and there's only 12 runners, but I'll take the Haggis pair. I don't think you'll go far wrong with the two of them, to be honest. Fury and Queensbury Rules.
OK, good stuff. Let's just have one quick summary then, Stephen, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, I think Ambivalent ran a great race in Dubai last time out and should go well in the Middleton Stakes and hopefully better one place better than last year. True Story is the best horse in the Dante and should win, although it's not very original. And in the Hambleton, very competitive, but if you take the William Haggas pair of Fury and Queensbury Rules, I don't think you'll go too far wrong.
Okay, good stuff. Should be another good day at York. Thank you very much, Stephen. Enjoy it on Thursday.
Will do. Thanks, Mark.
So there you go. The thoughts of Stephen Powell on Thursday's racing at York. You'll hear it here on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Stuart Beasley, Chris Pimlott and James Millman in the studio. It's day two of the Dante meeting. There's also Salisbury and Perth in the afternoon, Fontwell, Newmarket and Tipperary will take us through the evening. Plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.